Meditation 4.8. Equanimity Meditation. Let us begin our meditation. Sit comfortably and calm your mind with single point breathing meditation. Generate the strong intention to do this meditation in order to develop perfect equanimity for the benefit of yourself and others. Perhaps you would like to say some of the prayers. Imagine in the space in front of you three people. Someone you like. Someone you dislike. And someone you feel indifferent to. Retain the images of the friend, enemy, and stranger throughout the meditation. First, focus on your friend. Ask yourself why you like this person. See if you can recognize that your reasons are mainly because of what she or he does for you. Are those good reasons for liking someone and holding them dear? Then, look at the person you dislike and examine your reasons for feeling that way. Again, check if your ego is involved. For example, the person may have harmed you or may behave in ways that you find unacceptable. Are those good reasons for disliking someone, treating them badly, or wishing them harm? Then look at the person you feel indifferent to. Why do you feel this way? Is your ego involved here also? Is it because this person has neither helped nor harmed you? Ask yourself if you regard these relationships as permanent. Do you believe that you will always get along with your friend? That you will never get along with your enemy? And that you will always be distant from the stranger? Recall relationships you had in the past that changed. A friend becoming an enemy or a stranger, or vice versa. Now imagine the friend visualized in front of you doing something hurtful or unacceptable. Would your feelings toward this person change? Recall that this person was not your friend before you became acquainted, and could very easily cease to be your friend in the future. Realize that there is no sound reason for feeling kind and loving toward only friends of this moment. Relationships changed in the past and will continue to change. Today's friend can become an enemy. Today's stranger or enemy can become a friend. Now turn your attention to your enemy and imagine this person doing something kind or helpful, such as praising you for something you did, or helping you fix your car which has broken down. Look carefully at your feelings for this person. Are your feelings changing? You can learn to feel warmly toward your enemy. This has happened before and will happen again. Why hold so strongly to the conception that this person is definitely enemy? What of the stranger? This relationship could go either way. But since we are trying to develop more positive feelings for others, imagine the stranger doing something helpful, such as giving you the right directions when you are lost, or returning your wallet or your phone which you dropped. How would this affect your feelings toward this person? If you are able to accept the existence of past and future lifetimes, consider the idea that you have known these three people before, in other lifetimes, but in very different relationships. Consider that the friend of this lifetime may have been your enemy in another lifetime. Your present enemy may have been someone very dear to you, a parent or sibling, or a very close friend. The present stranger may have been both friend and enemy. See how this affects your feelings toward these three people. Understand that relationships are not permanent. A loved one can become an enemy and vice versa. And a stranger can become either a friend or an enemy. Also, no one is a friend, enemy, or stranger to everybody. From their own side, independently, they become so in dependence on how our mind labels them. Someone you regard as a friend is seen by others as an enemy. And there are people who love the person you regard as an enemy. Therefore, it is unwise to cling to these three types of people as if they were permanent and independently existing. It is also very helpful to recognize that in some ways, everyone is equal, exactly the same. For example, Everyone wants to be happy and does not want any problems or pain. Contemplate this. Your friend, enemy, and stranger all want happiness as much as you do. Just like you, they do not want to experience even the smallest problem. And everyone, yourself and others, deserves to be happy and peaceful, and free from all suffering. Try to really feel this. Another way in which all beings are equal is that we all have the potential to free our minds from all negativities, develop ourselves to the fullest, and achieve ultimate clarity and compassion. Everyone can, and will, become enlightened one day. Recognize that the differences we see in people are superficial, based on our mistaken and narrow self-centered viewpoint. If our thoughts and feelings were more in line with reality, we would see that everyone equally deserves our care and compassion. None of this means that we should not discriminate. On a practical level, it is necessary. Naturally, we feel closer to some people and are wise to keep our distance from others. This is not a contradiction. The point of the meditation is to develop equal concern, equal regard for everyone, whether they help or harm us at this point in time. And to see that our present discrimination is based on arbitrary, mistaken and very changeable labels. Dedication. Finally, dedicate your positive energy and insight to the well-being and happiness of all.